happiness. Let your spirit fly, your eyes shine, and your heart beat by reading more pages of this book. Lawrence Lamesh. Secret 8. To awaken your inner hero within 24 hours. Laugh at yourself and at life. When you learn to laugh, your worries will be a distant memory, and this will help you in any situation to ease your mind. And I have personally found that in the most testing of situations that life throws your way, a little laughter can help make you feel a whole lot better, and it's sure better than crying. Do what makes you happy by being yourself. Start valuing your true worth and move forward in the direction you choose to go. If you are willing to follow your heart and tap into your full potential to be courageous, to make a difference in this world while you are here, then you become unstoppable. To make a change in any area of your life, start to write down a list of what makes my heart smile. When your actions are aligned with your heart, your confidence will build and the doubt dies. Did you know that you'll live longer if you smile more and it lowers your blood pressure? It will improve your marriage and you'll make better friends. Just imagine yourself standing up straight, your head held high and your shoulders back. When you talk with enthusiasm, positivity, and energy, you are fun to be around with a smile on your face and you radiate abundance everywhere you go. When you become the person you want to be, you attract the right people who are similar into your life and you repel people who may bring you down. So start to attract an abundant lifestyle by thinking and acting it with everything you do. You are a bright light in the world, so don't let others dim it. You already have it, as it lies inside of you. Happiness comes from within, which is the opposite to what most people think, because a lot of people think that happiness comes from material things like money, success, nice home, fast cars, and luxury holidays. This is why a lot of people walk around depressed, because they are searching for outer things to make them happy, when happiness comes from within. Start to think about what makes you happy. I think that this is a really overlooked question, because when we meet or speak to our friends and family, we don't tend to ask them or people we meet this question. What brings you joy, makes you laugh? And what makes you feel alive and makes your heart smile? What really makes you happy? Think of when you were a child, what things used to make you happy? What makes you smile? Is it spending time in nature, going to a concert or sporting event, spending time with your children, family or partner? Do you enjoy walking barefoot on the sand at the beach? It is important to not confuse happiness with goals. I have financial goals, material goals, and achievement goals. I just want to make sure that you understand the difference between these. Write down a list of the things that make you happy and activities that bring you joy and blessings to be grateful for. So many people go through life looking forward for tomorrow or the weekend, next week, next month, or a summer holiday, or next year, instead of living in the present for today, right now. That is why it is so important to live in the now. So why not choose to be happy now? Why not focus your thoughts on being happy right this second, and learn to live life in the moment, for the moment? You can decide to make this decision, it's your choice. Appreciate being alive and healthy today. It is surprising how many people focus on what could go wrong in their life rather than focusing on what could go right. Concentrate on living a healthy and abundant long life. If you focus your energy on positive outcomes to get more wealth, health, happiness, and abundance, you will attract more of it into your life. It is better for you to work in a job you love. What I have found is that taking jobs you don't like is not going to help you to be happy. In fact, I had many jobs myself when I first moved to London to just get by, to pay my rent, food, travel and expenses. But I wasn't happy in any of those jobs because I didn't like any of them. And what helped me in my last job I got fired from, many years ago, I asked myself this question: what could I do for work that I would be excited to get out of bed each morning and I would actually enjoy my job? So if you can ask yourself this question and think about what job you would enjoy, then look to change careers. And if you are working, then when you get home, spend some time on working on your dreams and goals in your spare time, rather than watching television or going on social media or wasting time by not focusing on your goals. So do what you love. Smile more to feel better. When you smile, it makes you feel better and happy. Experts say a smile changes your body's chemistry and well-being. When you smile, people notice that in your voice and will open up to you more in person and on the telephone as they can hear your smile in your voice. Keep a mirror near your phone so you can see yourself when you speak to people and remind yourself to smile. Laugh at yourself. Remember to laugh at yourself or your situation so that you don't take yourself too seriously. Learn good health habits, have a healthy diet with plenty of exercise, eliminate substance abuse and unhealthy eating habits to create the lifestyle you want to live, so that you can feel better about yourself both outside and within. If your mind is healthy and strong, your body will benefit as a result. You do become what you think about. Being invited to talk in a hotel about my book. I remember one time being invited to give a talk about my Amazon number one best-selling book called How I Bought 3 London Properties for a Football Ticket at a Hotel. A guy approached me and said, "Excuse me, are you Lawrence Lamesh?" I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "My girlfriend is a huge fan of yours and she loves your work." He told me that he wanted to do something special for his girlfriend as it was her birthday next week. He bought a copy of my book and asked if I could autograph it for her. He said, "She will be thrilled to get a signed copy from you." I said, "Yes, I'd be happy to sign it for her." Taking his pen, I wrote on the first page inside the book, "To Jane, with love, happy birthday, Lawrence Lamesh." Then he gave me a hug and thanked me. But as he was leaving, I asked him, "Is this going to be a surprise for Jane?" And he said, "Oh yes," smiling from ear to ear. "It certainly will be, sir, because she's expecting an engagement ring." To find out more about this incredible gift that Jane received on this special day that could potentially also change your life forever as well, go to www.propertybooksecrets.com. True heroes find a way to help and serve others. Lawrence Lamesh. Awaken your inner hero within 24 hours. 1. Follow your heart and do things that make you happy. 2. We only have one life. This is not a rehearsal. So make every moment count to bring happiness into your life and enjoy every day and make the most of it. 3. If you want to live longer and feel better, smile more. 4. Find a job you love. 5. Laugh at yourself and don't take life too seriously.